Hello and welcome to another episode of Spiritual Success, where we're going to be talking about what's actually one of my favorite topics and one of the most profound things I think we can talk about, which is patterns, the power of patterns to change your reality. We are all running on programming, the programming of our patterns from our other lifetimes and from this lifetime, and then they shape our entire external reality because the world is always reflecting back to us our beliefs. So I'm going to go into it in this episode, which is actually a training from week two of my Spiritual Business Bootcamp program, which I have been working on behind the scenes. So this is a 3-month live intensive to help you start and grow your dream spiritual business. And obviously, it's for spiritual entrepreneurs. It's called Spiritual Business Bootcamp. So if you're a coach, a healer, you want to ignite your soul's purpose and passion, create impact and income, having a wildly abundant career, doing what you love, I would love to have you inside Spiritual Business Bootcamp. And I thought I'd share this training. There are multiple trainings every week. We have meditations, we have healings, a workbook every week, we have a live call every week, and every week has a different theme. So this training is from week two. The training itself is called Business Beliefs, and week two is about seeing yourself as a CEO. Some of the other weeks are about visibility, long-form content, short-form content, sales, marketing. We go into all of it. And like I said, it is intensive. If by any chance you've done Spiritual Coaching Academy, it's the same format as that because it's been so incredibly effective and powerful, that program. So I wanted to create its divine masculine counterpart, the business side of things. So this is a 12-week program. You have a Facebook group. We have a call every week, lots and lots of content to get through that's released week by week. And there's a distinct theme and energy for each individual week. So you can get confident selling. You know how to market yourself and launch. You know how to write and share incredible content across different platforms. You can get booked as a guest on podcasts. I also do a training on how to set up your own podcast. And of course, we'll be working closely together for the whole time. So you can get tailored support as well and ask any questions that you need. It's also going to be amazing for networking because you have lifetime access. So you can go through the program again and again and meet everyone that joins, not only in your group, but in all the future rounds as well, which is amazing for making those connections in the industry and potentially even meeting future clients. So I'm super excited for this and I hope you enjoy this training, which is not only a sneak peek into Spiritual Business Bootcamp, but it's also going to teach you about patterns and how important it is to keep an eye on your beliefs so that you can create the life and business of your dreams and not let your patterns of self-sabotage get in the way. Welcome to the Spiritual Success Podcast with me, Liz Roberta, a Hay House author and spiritual life and business coach. I'm here to help you harness your inner world as an entrepreneur so that you can unleash your full power and profits, taking you behind the scenes of your business and giving you everything you need to make energy a key part of your strategy for success. It's completely possible to have clarity, inner peace, and balance as you climb the ladder to 6 and 7 figures in your solo business. So let me show you how as we dive into another episode of Spiritual Success. Hello, and welcome to this final training in week two of Spiritual Business Bootcamp, where we're going to talk about business beliefs and really embodying that CEO version of you. So we're going to talk about some of the common business blocks that people have, some spiritual self-sabotage that you may be doing without even realizing, the worthiness work to do, the role of a CEO, and owning your CEO identity, which hopefully you'll feel much more confident in by the end of week two. So this is a CEO prayer. This is a little affirmation that you can use every single morning, an intention that you can use. Please help me to have a powerful, productive, and profitable day because this is your goal as a business owner. So we're going to talk about beliefs because beliefs are incredibly important. Our beliefs are literally our programming that reflects outward and creates our world. So it shapes our internal experience, how we feel about ourselves, how much we believe in what we're offering. And then that creates our reality. Our beliefs literally shape everything. The belief work is the most powerful work that you can do, in my opinion, because it is literally what changes everything. What you believe will prove true. It will become true. It will determine the actions that you take, and on a metaphysical level as well, a non-physical level, it also shapes the reality that we're projecting outwards. So you are in the business of belief as an entrepreneur. The more you believe in yourself, the more other people will believe in you as well. And this is a common thing that I see in the spiritual world. People are so lovely and so kind, but maybe have a smaller solar plexus, and they may be people pleasers. That's why we have the solar plexus expansion healing in week 2 to help you with that, in case that's something that you have been struggling with. Because people often struggle to step into their confidence and their power, which is what you need in a business. In the last training, I talked about tenacity being the most important skill for success. And part of that recipe is confidence. So you need to have confidence and belief in yourself and your business and all of your individual offers and services in order for people to be convinced and to feel confident enough to trust you enough to pay you. If you don't feel confident and you don't believe in yourself, how is anyone else going to believe in you enough to trust you and pay you? Because it's a risk for someone to pay you. Whenever we are spending our money, we're letting go of it. It's a risk. Are we going to get back a good return? So people have to have a lot of trust in order to hand over their money. So if you are confident and you believe in yourself and you believe in what you're selling, that is going to make other people feel the same way as well. Worthiness is actually a disease of the 3D, because the human ego carries doubts and fears. In our pure soul form, these doubts and fears dissolve because we know our full spiritual power. So much of the work I do is helping people to believe in themselves and believe in their own power and realize their own power. Because when you channel all of the immense power that you have in one direction towards the direction of your goals, you can create massive shifts in a short space of time. But too often we don't recognize our own power, we're not awake to our own power, and we're sending it out in all of these other directions, giving it to other people and external circumstances, but actually the power is in here, the power is in you. So when you direct that towards the right things for you, i.e. what you love, your purpose, your passion, your business, your self-belief, then that is going to make everything that you do grow and blossom and bloom. So it's time to feel worthy of people choosing you. It's time to believe in your business. So you might be getting in the way of your business by doing some of these offers that you think people want, which you hate offering. Okay, now we can certainly fall into this trap if we don't believe in our own power and we think that if other people like it, then that's what I should do. But the truth is, when you really tune into that alignment and what lights you up and the way that you can be of service, that is the most electric thing you can possibly do in your business. And people will feel that, they'll be magnetized towards it. So don't do things that are out of alignment for you. And it's not that you have to drop it overnight. Sometimes there's a transition period, like when you're doing a job. It doesn't mean you can just quit straight away, but you need to start making plans for how you're going to transition across. If this is something you find yourself doing, we can talk about this in the Facebook group or on one of the Q&A calls. If you're doing offers that you think people want, but you actually hate offering, you're feeling that resistance, that drag, that is going to slow down your energy, the speed at which what you want can come to you if you have that drag and that resistance because you're out of tune. Not believing what you do is incredibly valuable. So we're going to talk about pricing coming up in a future week. So we won't go into that here, but pricing is one way that we value ourselves. And that says a lot about how much we believe in the value of ourselves and what we're offering. Not believing you're the best in the world at what you do. Again, this is kind of a byproduct of alignment and also doing this confidence, self-belief, solar plexus work. You will naturally believe in yourself more and see your own value. Not having clarity and therefore confidence in your path forward. It's very hard to be confident when you're not clear, because we're kind of wobbly or all over the place. You don't know what it is that you want to do. So how can you be confident if you don't know? So clarity is really, really important for getting confidence. Again, if you're not feeling clear, we're only in week 2, so hopefully that clarity will come over the coming weeks, and we can talk about that in the Facebook group and on the calls as well. Also being afraid of getting more visible. So I have devoted a whole week of Spiritual Business Bootcamp to Visibility Week so that we can work on this, such a common block in everyone, especially spiritual entrepreneurs who have a witch wound and have been killed multiple times in other lives for doing spiritual work. So this is huge. It was huge for me. It's huge for everyone I work with. So you're absolutely not alone if this is you. Being fearful and slow moving. So fear, again, is that resistance, that drag. It slows us down and energetically it's stopping us getting what we want. And it may be because you have a fear of success and that if you're successful, that's gonna be dangerous because you're gonna be seen, you're gonna attract more attention. People are gonna want to tear you down. In other lifetimes, you would have been persecuted and tortured and killed for doing this kind of work publicly. So the fear can be a protection mechanism, keeping you safe where you are right now. But it keeps you in this state of contradiction where you wanna go over there, you wanna be successful, you wanna go all the way, but then also part of you really, really doesn't, often a subconscious part of you. So again, this is something we'll continue to work on with the healings, the meditations, the trainings and everything else. And also not doing what you love and what lights you up. So you may also be self-sabotaging your success in these ways. And these are some special spiritual flavors of self-sabotage that may be coming up for you. And perhaps you haven't realized them yet. Maybe you have. Believing it's not spiritual to be successful. So this is a common one with religion and thinking that you need to be humble, and yet there's always some people that have a lot of power and then the vast majority that don't. So do notice that dynamic. You have so much power in you as an individual, and it's so important when you have a message of love and compassion and healing and inspiration and creating connection, which is what spirituality is. That needs to reach as many people as possible. There's massive spiritual sickness in the world today. So your work is so important. It's important to be successful so that you can impact so many people with your work and you can make it the normality, the new discourse, the new thing that people are growing up with. And I'm seeing this shift already, kind of a global awakening that the younger generations are kind of coming through. A lot of them already awake. Like, I don't even think they'll go through a spiritual awakening. I think they're just coming out and they're already awake and ready to go. So I do think the world is changing. But this belief that it's not spiritual to be successful is gonna keep you small. It's gonna keep you sabotaging yourself. And actually, it's just a massive way of limiting your power. So this is a very, very harmful one, and actually it's not in the best interest of everyone else and all the people you need to reach as well. Thinking that you're taking money from people, taking in quotes. Like I said, we're going to talk about pricing, but this is a common one that I think comes up for every entrepreneur in the beginning. We're so used to being paid by a company in a monthly paycheck that when we start actually asking people for money, it can feel uncomfortable to ask, and it can feel like we're taking that money from people. So do notice if that one comes up for you. Having shame around money and business in the spiritual community in general, this is a really big block. Maybe you have a fear of persecution and being excluded by others. The truth is that your spiritual business is a vehicle for growth. So any entrepreneurial journey is like the biggest possible personal development journey that you can go on. So much of your shadow is going to come up, so much personal development is going to happen, and all of your patterns are gonna be brought up to your awareness so that you can heal and release them. I think part of our spiritual journey is our entrepreneurial journey, going through this so that we can learn and grow and develop. So this is why doing the worthiness work is so important. It all starts within you, and then other people will feel it too. Your business, like everything else in your life, is a mirror, and it's just reflecting back to you your own beliefs, your own expectations, your own ideas about what you're worth. So your business is a mirror, and when people aren't believing in you enough to buy, it might be because you're not believing in yourself yet. I'm gonna say this again, your business is a mirror, and when people aren't believing in you enough to buy, it might be because you're not believing in yourself yet. Confidence comes from clarity and fully believing in the direction you're going in. It often doesn't even matter the direction, as long as there's enough belief to make it work.
So it's all about belief. It's all about how you see yourself and how you see the world. If you feel like you're always invisible, the world will reflect that back to you and your business will reflect that back to you. If you always feel like you are at risk of being rejected and people might abandon you at any moment, then the world will reflect that back to you and your business will reflect that back to you. If you think that you are not worthy and that you are, I'm not even going to say all these horrible things about yourself, then the world will reflect that back to you and your business will reflect that back to you. So the belief work and starting to notice and identify what you believe is so incredibly important because that will prove true for you every time. People are more slow moving in life and business when they don't trust themselves. Your belief in yourself and what you're selling is a very big deal. It will make or break your business, how much you believe in yourself. So much of the work that I do as a business coach, I'm a life and business coach, and you wouldn't believe how much the two things merge. Because it's very easy to teach someone business strategies. It's simple. What's not simple is doing the inner work, overcoming your self-sabotaging patterns and working on your beliefs, because anyone can learn the strategies, the business strategies, but it's much harder to overcome yourself on your journey to success. And that's why I will always be a life and business coach at the same time. So your own idea of your worthiness will make or break your brand, your launches, and your revenue. So just to reiterate this point about mirroring, I recently found that this is actually a Hindu principle, which I didn't realize, but often this is the case with things that are truth. It will appear in multiple religions because it is a universal truth. So your clients will reflect your character back to you. And if you're a leader in your life and business, you'll attract more confident, soul-led clients. So look at how you are being. Look at how you're being as a consumer as well. Because if you're very indecisive, if you leave things to the last minute, you'll find that people will sign up at the last minute. If you are flaky or heaven forbid, you're not very good at paying, you default on your payments, then you will attract more people who are mirroring that exact same pattern in you back to you. The universe literally runs on patterns. We run on patterns because we are a micro version of the macro universe. So what happens within us happens in the universe on a wide scale. So we are running on patterns all the time. So it's very important to be aware of our beliefs and our patterns because everything is just mirroring back to us. So be really aware of how you act as a customer, as that will have a big influence on the type of customers you call in and how they act when they're in your containers. You have so much power that your inside world writes your outside world. Now you have immense power. But with great power comes great responsibility, and it means being very, very aware of how you think about your business, how you think about yourself, how you speak about your business, how you speak about yourself. This goes back to the training about your business being a relationship, like a love relationship that you have. And if you're constantly thinking negatively about your business, always in fear that it's going to fail you, abandon you, betray you, you can't rely on it, you can't trust it, it's not safe, then that is going to reflect back to you and those beliefs are going to prove true. This is so much easier to say than to do. Actually embodying this and doing the work is hard. It's a continual process again and again and again of catching yourself and redirecting your thoughts and rewriting the script, the program that you're running in your brain to change your reality that reflects back to you. So in no way am I saying this is simple or easy or an overnight fix. This is about bringing it all to your awareness and making sure that you are aware when these patterns come up so you can notice them, identify, and then start to do the hard daily grind of catching every time that thought comes up until eventually you've caught it and redirected it enough times that you've rewritten the pattern. I always say that you can only change a fractal by choosing to do differently. Now, fractals are infinitely repeating patterns in the universe, so it will go on and on and on. Like throwing a boomerang out into space, it will go on, it will turn for infinity. That's what fractals are, that's what patterns are. So you need to interrupt the pattern again and again and again and again, enough so that you create a whole new pattern. So this is what you need to do with your beliefs, your inner monologue, and your beliefs that you have around your business, your thought patterns around your business. So the role of a CEO, you are the founder, you are the CEO of your business, and that's a very important role to have. So you will need to have a bird's eye view of your business, making the hard strategic decisions. You need to keep a clear vision and have clarity on the end goal. You need to create space to zoom out and to nurture your creativity. You are in charge of your time and your energy as an entrepreneur. And as your business grows, those two things unfortunately get more and more scarce. So it becomes even more of a task to try and manage your time and your energy. And this is where understanding your role as a CEO becomes even more important, because you need to have that bird's eye view and see what your priorities are. We talked about priorities and habits in week one to prepare you for big business growth, because this becomes even more imperative as your business grows, to be really clear on what's important and what isn't. A CEO invests, they're in charge of where the future of the business, where you put your money. They outsource, they delegate, they manage others when you have staff or even contractors doing design work and things. They make short-term sacrifices for long-term results. They have a long-term vision and they'll accept short-term pain for long-term gain. They're often the face of and voice for the business, the figurehead. They steer and drive the business forwards. They have total trust in themselves, not allowing their vision to be swayed by others' opinions. And again, much easier to say than to do, but a CEO is the leader. They have the vision. They are the visionary. And this is what you are. So you have to hold on to that vision and you have to believe in it more than anyone else, because there will always be people that come up against it who don't see the vision. If you try and get a book deal, if you decide to go public, or even with clients, potential clients, they may not see the vision or believe in it. So it's your job to believe in it more than anyone else and to hold that vision and make sure that it remains and that it doesn't get diluted with other people's opinions and viewpoints. So owning your CEO identity, it's time to step into your ultimate entrepreneur identity and see yourself as CEO. This is what week two is all about. CEOs are led by their own vision, not opinions. They're not looking to everyone else for what they're doing, what they think, what they want. That is how you fall out of tune. That is how you give away all of your power, okay? And that's how you lose all of your magic. You don't need to do as you're told. And often the most successful entrepreneurs are rebels. They are people that did something totally different that most people didn't understand. Their family didn't know what they were doing and thought they should just get a job. So to be a successful entrepreneur, you do have to have that rebellious, innovative, tenacious spirit. We've already talked about tenacity. So you will need to challenge any fear of confrontation that you have, because you need to be prepared to fight for your long-term vision, defend yourself and your company. Notice where you procrastinate. Where can you be more efficient? Know what your priorities are and what's important for your business in daily life and also for your long-term vision and where you want to go. Are you prepared to push boundaries and try new creative ideas? So you are a leader, you are the founder and the CEO of your business, so it's time to see yourself as CEO. Your business will reflect back to you the ways you think you're not worthy, your fear of judgment, your fear of rejection, how much you trust the universe and feel safe to take risks. So doing the inner work is so important, changing those patterns, because otherwise they will keep reflecting back to you as opportunities for you to heal, so that it's being brought to your attention over and over again. So it's important that you pay attention and start to rewrite that script and do that daily grind work of changing the pattern, changing the narrative, changing your beliefs over and over and over again, redirecting it until you create a whole new belief and a whole new pattern for yourself. A business can't be built without belief. People are going to unsubscribe every time you send an email out. People are going to unfollow you. People are going to drop off when you're doing a free training and you start the sales pitch. People are going to drop off. You have to be aware of all of this. It's totally normal. It's part of having a business. This is where the inner fortitude and that tenacity really comes into it, because it can be hard sometimes. And this is why building up your drive, your resilience, your confidence, and working on that tenacious spirit that you have is so important, because you are a leader and you're going to have to navigate some tough things sometimes as an entrepreneur. It's part of being a business owner and a CEO. So next, you have a healing for healers. You have your solar plexus power expansion healing, and then the week two workbook, which is going to help you to integrate everything from this week, seeing yourself as CEO. So enjoy those, and I will see you in the next training in week three.
So if you want to grow your spiritual business with a group of like-minded souls, do an intensive and get that support from a group and from me, I would love to have you inside Spiritual Business Bootcamp. You can go to the link in the show notes, or you can go to lizroberta.com/SBB. That's lizroberta.com/SBB. If you enjoyed this episode today, let me know by sharing it to your stories and tagging me on Instagram @IamLizRoberta, which is where I'm usually hanging out between recording podcast episodes. You can download my free business activation there too and see what gorgeous groups I'm running right now, whether it's Spiritual Coaching Academy, Sacred Sisters, or my high-level Elevate Mastermind. And one last thing, remember to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already, because I will be back with a new episode next week. So sending lots of love, and I'll see you then.